Hello, this is Will Hardy with Man Talk Radio. We are all about breaking down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few minutes. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, I got to tell you, today's show is more than a treat. I mean, more than a treat because, you know, every once in a while you end up with, if you listen to my last show, the one, the guest, right? And today on Kingdom Pursuits, I have the guest. It happens to be my wife, right? She is one of my guests today on Kingdom Pursuits. If you don't know, my wife's name is Tammy. So welcome, Tammy.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
And it was not easy, I will say. Tammy is not a person that likes to get on the radio or anything like that, but due to our other guest who's here with us today, Don Crosby, with a company called Perfection, Don's company has to do with, you know, marriage and making your relationship better. And so, Don, you can kind of walk our listeners through what Tammy and I have been through, the experiment, and now how did you put it, Beth Ann? The big reveal?
The results are in. The final rose ceremony. Will Tammy get a rose? Will Robbie receive a rose?
It's all going on right here today on King of Pursuits. The big reveal. It will happen. But first, you got to tell them what we've been through.
Well, you know, I think that, Robbie, thank you for the introduction, first of all, but I think that's a great question for your bride, because Tammy's kind of in the hot seat here, poor thing, she doesn't know what to expect, so, but you guys are a great couple, you know, they say, you know, you've heard for years, you know, opposites attract, then I say, now what, right? But you guys are a sweet couple, lots of differences, but some beautiful similarities.
So we took a couple of what they call surveys, right? And then there was a couples, what do you call the couples worksheet?
Side by side. Yeah.
And so we took these sort of things, they sent them off to the gurus, and then they compiled it. And so here we are today. We're gonna hear all this stuff. But as you might imagine, now you may not be terribly shocked to find out that since opposites attract, that my wife does not think my jokes are all that funny, but I definitely do, so we're good.
So, has she ever been on the show?
No.
Oh, wow.
Of course I have.
You her? Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Therapy will be this afternoon.
That's
at 4 o'clock.
That's the 4 o'clock show.
Speaking of marriage, these long quarantines have been very difficult for many marriages, but luckily for me, I have an amazing wife. Just last night, I woke up to find her firmly pressing a pillow against my face to protect me from COVID-19.
No germs getting in that one. That's funny, Robbie.
I told you there was one that was funny. This one, Tammy will not think is funny, but I think it's hilarious. What do you call a Russian marriage, Beth Ann?
What do you call a Russian marriage, Robbie?
It would be a Soviet Union. There you go.
That's not bad.
Oh, boy. Oh, precious. Kind of.
Precious.
Before we started to talk to Don and the people at Perfection, you know, I took my wife to a marriage counselor, and she said she was sick of my Star Wars jokes. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
I told the counselor, divorce is strong with this one.
Divorce is strong.
Or maybe he said that. I don't remember. But that's pretty good. So at the end of that, you knew that I actually would have a riddle, and I'm really excited about my riddle. And this is your opportunity to call in. Maybe you've always wanted to ask Tammy something, but you could just call in with a riddle, however you want to do it. 866-348-7884. Tell us which Bible character thought the most about marriage. Which Bible character, and there's some interesting choices. This is There are several that I think you could come up with. Which Bible character thought the most of marriage? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. And I didn't ask Don about this, but I'm pretty sure that he's going to agree that the person that calls in first, the first caller, gets a free perfection, right? You and your spouse evaluation. Like, you're going to get the same thing Tammy did, absolutely free. All you do is get a call in and tell us. The number one caller says, which Bible character thought the most of marriage, Bethann?
Oh, wow. And then if they don't get that, if they're like second, third, or fourth, then because there's never a wrong answer with Robbie's Riddles, we got books, we got T-shirts, we got DVDs, lots of devotion books. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the phones are already ringing. I'm excited. 866-348-7884. And I do have some Jesus Labor Love T-shirts I would love to give away to the second. This is a hard question, you know. It's not which Bible character thought the most about marriage. So getting to it, as Bethann's handling these calls, Don, we took the survey, mm-hmm. and then you can kind of tell us why people would do that, what the process is.
Well, first of all, Robbie, it's not just for marriages. You know, it's for relationships.
Oh, so if you're thinking,
well, you know, it's the whole issue with marriage is perfection. You know, trying to develop an exceptional lifestyle together, right?
Right.
And there's no book on it. I mean, there's lots of theories, but hey, you know, you look across the room, your eyes connect, there's that body language, and you fall in love. Now what, right? And so, but it's a little bit more complex than that. So what we do is that we have the technology that we've used for companies for almost 40 years, and we've taken it to a new level of making it for the family or the couple. And it's just really rich, very rich.
Okay. Yeah. So speaking of rich, let's just jump in. And, you know, you got Tammy right here. Yeah. You got me, you know, whatever.
So basically, Tammy, you know, you filled out your survey. It probably took you about 12 minutes, but it's a 3 or 4 minute process, 60 words, cross matrix to 148,000 factors. Not painless, right? You can't fail. And what did you think of your process, first of all? Because a lot of people, they don't want to be psychoanalyzed and they're afraid of stuff like this. And they go, oh my God, what's the results going to share, right?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought, I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to go with my gut, and that's what I did.
And Robbie's a sales guy, so he probably sold you on the benefits of why we needed to do this. And
yeah, he did.
You know, Tammy, to your defense, a good friend of mine has a very similar behavior than Robbie's. And when I first met his wife, he was a childhood friend, she said, now, so Roger's been like this his whole life? So this is how Robbie's been his whole life, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But seriously, you know, 60 words cross matrix to 148,000 factors. So it's basically, Robbie, like an MRI of behavior.
Okay.
And so from that, it takes it and puts it into context of how a person is. So let's talk about things that really attract people together. One is energy. Okay. So for example, you two guys are very different, right? So you're socially outgoing. Tammy has a selling style of behavior, but you prefer a small group, you know, friends, family, people that you know. That's very, very easy for you. Robbie, I mean, hey, he's got a radio show. He could talk all day on the radio and say, what are we going to do tonight? Let's go out and enjoy it, right? Or invite people over for a barbecue. And but the difference here is that I mean to say that you've got that ability. I call you the glue to Robbie.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Structured, detailed, cautious, show me, prove it to me. While Robbie's more of an entrepreneurial, outside the box, you know, it'll be fine, babe. No, don't worry about it.
That's led to some stuff in our life, hasn't it,
yeah,
Tammy?
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. It's exactly Robbie.
Yeah. But Robbie, in her defense, okay, for not to have the ability to plan, it could be a stretch because she loves planning. Just tell me so you can put it into your spreadsheet or put it into your notebook or the way you're going to do it. But I would say one of the things, how long have you kids been married?
Almost 33 years.
33 years. So if you look back on it, was one of the things that was attractive to both of you the ability that you had a similar energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tammy has a lot of energy.
She has a lot of energy.
She does.
Yeah.
She can go. In fact, past me, there were some nights at Disney World, we'll talk about when I come back, where she and the kids would gang up on me.
Yeah.
And try to take advantage of my tiredness. So, and not only that, we have Orlando and Barbara. Both are calling in with real answers, so we got so much coming up on Kingdom Pursuits. You don't want to miss this, I'm telling you. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So I'm so happy to have my wife here, find out that her passion is to be married to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
Actually, her passion, if you were to know Tammy, is just she is a phenomenally gifted caregiver on all sorts of levels. She used to be with babies in so many different ways, then my father and now my mother-in-law. The way that she can care for people is beyond cool. It's it's perfection, I'm telling you, Don. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Don Crosby, who is not really related, from what I understand, to Bing.
My W-2 doesn't show it at all.
But he does have the company Perfection. One of the, you know, recognizing the challenges of relationship is balancing personal uniqueness. And so how cool they have these surveys and things in order to work on this, and we've taken them, and so Tammy and I are working through that, the big reveal today, but we got to take these callers. We had this question: which Bible character thought the most about marriage? And first up, we have Barbara Kearns in Middle Lothian, Virginia. Barbara, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
are you this morning?
I am wonderful and so excited to hear your answer about which Bible character thought the most about marriage.
Well, I believe it was Paul.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. He spoke a lot about it in the New Testament. There's no doubt about it. That's cool. Tell me why you thought that.
Well, because he talked a lot about the Bible. You know, wives, submit to your husbands, your own husbands.
Are you listening, Tammy?
And husbands, love your wives.
Just kidding. I couldn't resist, Barbara. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, he definitely did. He wrote about it. And the interesting thing was that it looks like he himself wasn't married. Are you still with us, Barbara?
Yeah, I'm still there. It's like, well, we really don't know for certain.
Yeah, we don't know. But at one point when he wrote that one verse, clearly, either he was a widower at that point or had never been married. We don't know. But it's a unique thing to think about.
They said he was a Pharisee, and most Pharisees are married, aren't they?
Yeah. I would believe they were. And so it's interesting. Yeah, we don't have some answers, but we do have plenty of questions. But there's no doubt when it comes to speaking into marriage, it'd be pretty hard to beat Paul, so you're a winner, no doubt. And are you married, Barbara?
Yes, I am. 34 years.
Oh, wow. So good news. You get a chance to do it. Beth Ann, you got her email address and all, so we can... Okay, we got her cell phone number. We will get up with you on how to get you the survey. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you calling in today. God bless.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So next up, we have... Orlando is in High Point this morning. Good morning, Orlando. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Raleigh?
I'm doing wonderful. So who in the Bible did you think thought the most about marriage?
Well, I thought about two persons.
Okay.
First, I thought about Moses.
Whoa.
Because he married a different race, and he had problems with his brother and his sister, and everybody was asking him about divorce. But then I changed my mind, and I say, I think he's Jacob, because Jacob had four wives. And he had all his, but he had all kinds of problems in his marriage. And he walked through all of them.
Yeah, he did. He really, really, you know, and Don, how helpful would it have been if Jacob could have, you know, submitted four of these different, you know, to try to figure out, because... You know, like in a business, you don't treat everybody the same. And I imagine if you got four different wives, you really need all the help you can get.
Oh, he was complicated. Can you imagine? Yeah. He was probably looking for that number five, you know.
That's a great, great, great answer, Orlando. I love it. So, wow. You have a great weekend. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. And you have an intoxicating laugh. Every time I listen to you Saturday morning, I mean, you make me laugh.
Well,
I see your wife, why she's so happy.
Oh, well, she has an intoxicating laugh, in my opinion. So you get to hear that one, too, today. It's a rare treat.
All right.
Thank you, Orlando.
God bless you.
God bless you. I appreciate it so much. So, and then we have Fail is in Greensboro. So, Fail, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Robbie. How are you?
I am delighted that you called in today. So, how about you? Who do you think, which Bible character thought the most about marriage?
I think it was Adam and Eve.
Oh, baby.
Yes, I think they thought the most about marriage because it was given by God, and for some man to take a fruit that his wife gave him that was prohibited by God, and he did it anyway, he must have really loved that woman.
You know, that is just a profound answer when you think about it, that Adam really did choose Eve in that moment. Which I've thought about it many times, like when he was standing there and it says, I believe in the book of Hebrews, that Adam wasn't deceived. So he knew
that's right
what he was going in for. And so he had a moment to think, gee, if I don't eat this, I'm going to be separated from my wife forever. Or he didn't give God the chance to ask God about it. But nonetheless, so he in that moment, you know, he made a choice. And the other thing about Adam and Eve that I've thought about all week long, interestingly, that you bring this up, Fail, is Adam is the one who originally spoke over marriage, right? He saw Eve, right, after God made her. He was flabbergasted. He started saying, oh, wow, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And then he says, and for this reason, a man is going to leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. And And so he spoke over marriage for all of us ever, you know, that, and even Jesus quoted that deal. So that was marriage one. So I love your answer. That was just spectacular.
And don't forget also, Brother Robert, when he saw her, he said, whoa, man.
I can't forget. I will never actually ever forget that. That is awesome. Thank you, Phil. God bless you. I appreciate you calling
in. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So next up, we have Rodney with the Masculine Journeys calling. We got an interesting crowd today. So Rodney, who do you think thought the most about marriage in the Bible?
Well, Robbie, I know one of your loves is the Song of Solomon, and you look at the wives of how many wives Solomon had, and I just can't imagine somebody who was thinking more about marriage than Solomon.
700 and 300 concubines. So that was 1,000, like, you know?
Yeah, and you have got a saint of a woman to come on the radio show with you, I tell you.
So, you know, you would have kept you really, really busy, Don, if he'd enrolled in this, because he would be sending one in.
I've been rich.
It's fascinating. But you know what's interesting, Rodney? I'll just point this out because it was the answer kind of I was thinking about that, like, oh, my goodness, when it came to consumption of thought, you know, Solomon had his deal here. But,
yeah,
you know, when
I
you
know
Google how
well.
Many wives did Solomon have, which I did this morning, but I already knew he had 700 wives in threat, but I wanted to see what Google thought, and Google came up with one, and they said it was Naaman, which was the mother of Rehoboam.
Oh.
That's fascinating.
Well, we got to test the knowledge of old Google there.
Yeah. So I thought that was, like, Google thinks that that's the one, but I'm going to go with the Shulamite. You know, whoever she was the one, because he wrote a whole book. I mean, oh, my goodness. So,
yeah,
it's just awesome.
I'm with you there.
Thank
I'm
you,
going
Rodney.
With the Bible.
I love it. Thank you, Rodney. God bless. Have a great, great weekend. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks, Rodney. Bye-bye. All right, so jumping on in there, right, as you looked at our two profiles and you put them side by side, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
I might be Tammy's only hope. Well, you know, once again, we look at the brilliance, right? And getting back to the comment that I was making just a moment ago is your energy. That's really part of your secret sauce, is having such a similar energy. In this case, Tammy's energy is higher than your energy, but you have high energy. You're at like a high extra force. She's like off the chart, which means, you know, she can bake cookies at night and do things at night while everybody's sleeping. She's she's always busy doing something.
You ought to be with her Christmas night.
Oh gosh, yeah. The thing with this is what Tammy goes through, Robbie. And correct me if I'm wrong, Tammy. She can go to bed. She's laying down. She's closing her eyes to get a good night's sleep, and all of a sudden she thinks, "Oh my gosh, I didn't do this, or I forgot that. How could I have done that?" I mean, she could go to Walmart at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, she just...
Can.
But does that make sense, though?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, just picture this. You know how tired you get walking around Disney World? Like, in the old days, they used to stay open till like 12, 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we had two kids that at this point in time, or I hadn't been born, we've walked them around Disney World, and we get back to the hotel, it's about 2 in the morning. And of course, I am completely wiped out. And she picks this time to let's make fun of Daddy. I'll never, ever, ever. And the kids won't forget it either, because I think that they must have that kind of, and I think all my kids do, mm-hmm. In that they can go with her.
Yeah,
and when they do, it's on like Donkey Kong, yeah. Buddy. I mean, it's...
he would be so mad.
It was some interesting times. But now I have an answer that I did not have. And so the phone is ringing. Somebody else has got something. 866, you can call in and join us. 866-348-7884. So much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So fun today. We have our friend Don Crosby here with us with perfection. His passion is relationships in so many different ways, and finding ways to, you know, grow in oneness, as whether that's a marriage or your company. It's all part of global behavior, but you can find perfection there today at kingdompursuits.com. And, of course, my wife, who has a passion for caregiving. If you were to know her, you would be shocked. And when she has the energy she has that you were talking about, and mm-hmm. my dad would need help at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning or whenever it was, she was always there. So that's absolutely beautiful. But we got Amy Cabo, who is the host of The Cure, and what a cool show you've got coming up today at 1 o'clock. The Cure with Amy Cabo is going to be fake Christians or real Christians. What a brave topic you have taken on today there, Amy and Boris.
Yes. A lot of us have that question because we don't realize it ourselves, whether we're being true or not. And so today we have the author of The Pretend Christian, and she's going to bring some light into the situation, what it is to be a real Christian. And want to know if you're a pretend Christian, if you're a fake Christian, so that we can live better lives and have better outcomes.
No, you don't want to miss that. So we got to call in, you know, live, 866-348-7884, and ask the pretend lady if she's pretending, just saying. Thank you, Amy. And tell Boris, we got to get him calling in sometimes, too. I always love it.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Have a beautiful day. God bless.
You too. And I'm looking forward to the show. It's going to be at 1 o'clock. You don't want to miss that on the Truth Network. So getting back to my friend Don and my wife Tammy, you know, as we were talking through the break, I often wish we could just leave the mics up so that people could hear. as oh my, all the stories of my wife is energy. I'd never, you know, I've known her obviously for a lot of years, 34. She's looking at me like, really? but
you're trying to figure it
and
out.
And I always knew that she could do that. I mean, but I never really had thought about it as, as one of the qualities that would have to do with our relationship. But I can think of all the times, like when we'd have nieces or nephews come to visit. Her brother passed away when a lot of years ago. And so his kids would come up during the summer and we'd keep them. It was always a blast. And Tammy, of course, would take the two sisters and the younger boy, or the one boy, he didn't have the energy his sisters have. So he would go to sleep and then the girls would cover him in shaving. You have no idea what went on. And the laughing, of course, you know, somewhere around 1 a.m, I'm trying to get some sleep, and you're hearing all this. Hear Tammy laugh. So you could hear that coming from the other room, like, and you just know that she's up to some shenanigans, mm-hmm. right? Is that in her profile?
Oh, yeah, she's a rascal. Oh, yeah, you get her going. She could do stand-up if you know, you put her in a dark room, she thinks she's by herself. Stand up all day long.
So, you know, when I worked for the Crown organization, you know, they had all these big parties with all the managers and all these muckety-mucks that were at these big parties and very important people in my world. So at the time, and we're at this thing at the Grove Park Inn, which is a pretty ritzy place if you've ever been there, right? And so a bunch of the sales managers, which are all a bunch of shenanigans like us, are having a party, and Tammy is like, oh, we need to go wake up the boss. Like, and so I can't believe I did it to this day. She goes and wakes up the big boss, right? Knocks on his door at 3 a.m. I can still see the look on his face when what are you doing? I said, Tammy says, Ron, you got to come. It's on, you know? And to his credit, guess what he did? She sold him, Ron. Don, she does have a salesperson's personality when she wants to use it.
Oh, yeah, she turns it on. Persuasive seller. But she's got to believe in it. If she believes in it, she can sell anything. But is there something about it that she doesn't quite trust or like? No, she'll walk away from it.
And see, that's how we actually, one of the reasons that we met is she was selling cars at what later I would be the general sales manager of. But at the point when I met her, I was at Galloway Buick and she was at Eagle Pontiac. And so my friend worked at Eagle Pontiac, and he's got, this girl you have got to meet, Robbie. You just, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what set up the blind date that led to, as I talked about in the Christian Car Guy show, you know, Tammy meeting me on the stool. The first time I met her, there she was standing on a stool because she's 5 feet tall. I'm 6'5". You picture the scene. Right? And there she was. So
nice.
That happened because she was a car and a good car salesman.
Yeah, I bet she was. Very relational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good wife. I mean, just fantastic. You know, yeah. We were having a lot of fun, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. That you have this other couples thing that asks the hard questions about how do you feel about money and how do you feel about sex and how mm-hmm. do you feel about, you know, and that you're sitting there. And so Tammy and I were out on our boat on Thursday. I took the afternoon off and we just had that out there. And so we could just really just her and I focus on this. And we spent maybe an hour and a half going over these questions.
Well,
and it was actually just an absolute joy to spend that time with my wife talking about things that, you know, certainly over the years, mm-hmm. there were times where, you know, Tammy and I went through it because, as you said, I'm a risk taker.
Yeah.
So I lost everything.
Yeah.
Right. And Tammy never left me.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned here really touched my heart. You've already blessed me. You don't even know it, but the Beyond Our Love worksheet, okay? The Lord touched my wife and I, and I get up early every morning, practically. And one morning about 4 o'clock, you know, I was going to start writing another book on relationships. And it's, no, you don't need a book. Get down to bare facts of what makes a good relationship. So I started reflecting on my 35 years of marriage. And out came the Beyond Our Love worksheet. And so the simple fact that other couples are using it in a way to bless your relationship, can you imagine, you know, today you can talk about the areas of sex and money and all these different things that, hey, if you've been married a year or two or three or five, this could be a difficult questionnaire, right?
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah. And I talk about honor.
It's like the famous question when you walk in the house, your wife looks up and says, "We need to talk."
Oh, that's... oh, yeah. So, okay. Every guy knows what this feels like, right? Yeah. So here I am, Robbie. I was doing a lot of traveling, right? Doing a lot of speaking. And I had my bags by the door. My wife says, "Honey, before we leave," she's going to take me to the airport. She says, "We need to talk." I go, fear. I mean, my wife is 5 foot as well. So she's petite, but her eyes light up. I knew I was in trouble. "We have to talk." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is not going to be good." And she goes, "We're not communicating." And I started smiling and almost started to break into a laugh. And she goes, "What's wrong?" And I said, "This company's paying me a lot of money when I fly in to teach them how to communicate, but you're telling me I'm not communicating." And she said, "This is what happened." She goes, "No," she said, "let me rephrase that a little bit." This is for you, Tammy. She goes, "We're probably communicating fine, but you're not giving me what I need." Mm. Wow. And that was like, that was a thump. So the reality. But that's the importance, right?
Oh, that was a great thing to say.
Yeah, it was very profound.
I can relate to that.
How can you relate? Feel free to talk, my friends.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Robbie's in the hot seat. Tammy, you didn't know this was your new show, did you?
I'll just say I can relate.
Yeah.
We can talk later.
But the beautiful thing here, Tammy, is that we're talking and having enjoyment conversation about things that are typically very hard to discuss. And that's what the Beyond Our Love worksheet's all about, is to get us to open up. And I call it the Beyond Our Love worksheet, Robbie, because my father, who is madly in love with my mom, she divorced him after 28 years of marriage. And 30 years later, he died, but still loving my mother. And so it's Beyond Our Love. So go to perfection.us.
This is way too short a show. Yeah, you can go to kingdompursuits.com or just perfection, which is PAIRFECTION. I can't spell either, but .us. Don't forget the .us, perfection.us, to take your own worksheet and get it. It's not expensive. Absolutely. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And let me just say that I heard a talk many years ago by, I think it was Vince Lombardi, that said you got to have priorities in life. And number one is God. Number two, you know, your family, your marriage. And number three is the Green Bay Packers. I've never forgotten that, you know, and Tammy sometimes reminds me that, you know, when it comes to like your passion, like your family after God is like gigantically huge. Mm-hmm. And I don't, when things are not where they ought to be in that part of my life, mm-hmm. I literally don't feel like I can do it. I mean, I feel paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And so what your father went through, as I'm listening to, as he lost his wife after all those years, you know, I don't want to think about it. Yeah. You know, you know, a really beautiful thing. But we do need to highlight the fact that, number one, this worksheet that we're talking about that Tammy and I did on the sailboat, it's free. Yeah, you just go to perfection.com. You can do that
worksheet.
.us. Perfection.us. Mm-hmm. .us, which, you know, that us is probably significant more than us because mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. See how slow I am? But it's like .us. Perfection.us.
.us.
And it's free. Mm-hmm. But then if you do the side-by-side, which is the longer, you know, you do the whole survey individually and you get all the worksheets and all this stuff, that still, with a discount, is really inexpensive.
Yeah, it's $50, $51.95 or something with a 20% discount.
And as Kathleen pointed out very wisely, you know, the price of one dinner out... And you and your wife get a chance to really talk about some meaningful, mm-hmm. like you can look at your wife's energy or your husband's and some other things.
It's a great
things.
Date night, Robbie. You know, one of the principles of putting it together was for a couple to have a special time of discussion together. So it's a great date night. You know, go out, have a nice meal and a beverage and go through the worksheet together. and the side by side,
or a church. Perfect. You were talking about a pastor could have a whole group, but do a marriage retreat or something, and and have them all, you know, with the information that really would help them.
Yeah, the Beyond Our Love worksheet is what's real interesting is that it took me about a year and a half to create Perfection. And the reason I did the Perfection was because unofficially, I'd have presence of companies call me and say, Don, can you do for my family what you did for my company? Because I've been working with corporate for 30 plus years. And so the Lord touched my heart. It says, follow your passion. So that's how Perfection was birthed. And for that in mind, it's the dynamic. Isn't it, for example, it's for the whole family because there's one portion of it is for singles, for personal development, understanding. So a lot of you folks listening, you've got probably teenagers. What would be the value to understand your teenager?
Well, let's get to the question Tammy actually asked you, because I think it's beautiful and perfect, okay? Because in my mind, God made us all to reflect Him in beautiful ways.
Yes.
And so, and I've known for some time that one way that Tammy does that reflects God is she is a phenomenal caregiver. So during the break, Tammy looked at Don and said, so what makes you know by looking at that, that I'm a caregiver?
Yeah. And first of all, Tammy and I have never met. Right, Tammy?
No, we have not.
And, but I glanced at your graph and it simply showed me the simple fact that you're a patient woman, not real patient, but patient where you like to put things in process. So number one, your gifting is processes, and it's also a relational trait. The other thing is with your structure, your detail, your cautiousness, that also comes into being an exceptional relationship. You don't do a relationship because you want to be liked. You want to be involved because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
You're all heart. And the conformity is also a task trait, which shows me that you've got that natural ability to be very efficient with a task. Now, when you incorporate that with the mild-mannered disposition of the low dominance and that ease of intermixing of the extroversion over the dominance and then that high energy, all that combined just produces a fantastic caregiving profile. And I've seen this many times with nurses. I've done some work with hospitals and stuff, so you've got that natural gifting.
But the part of the equation that you don't know, she obviously gave that to my daughter who's a nurse, but Tammy faints at the sight of blood.
Yeah. I wanted to be a nurse my whole life, but I can't.
So we can find another place in nursing. Bedpans galore. Yeah.
No, but the gifting was so much, you see, to take care of small children.
Oh, yeah.
And amazing. And to take care of the elderly.
Oh, incredible. You know, you with hospice or anything, you just, you're all heart, you know. And the whole thing here is that, you know, when we talk about Tammy, you know, what do we want to do in life because we know it's so short? If you can just touch into your passion of what produces that, what you want to get up in the morning. So you got it. So
I really think that one of the ways that all spouses can really love their spouse is to identify their glory. Yep. Where is it that this person reflects God?
Yep.
And so this is a tool that you can take for, like you said, the price of a date night and have something to help you see, wow, this is where my wife's, I mean, it's really a beautiful thing to see this is how I can speak into you know, the beautiful things in my life.
Protect your relationship.
So perfection.us. Mm-hmm. Not US, it's us. Okay, I'm a little slow, but eventually I can get it. And so how wonderful to have Tammy here. Thank you so much. I'm going to take her to lunch as a result of all this. And it's just wonderful that you guys came.
Thank you, Robbie.
You and your beautiful wife, Kathleen.
Thank you so
just
much.
An amazing stuff. So we're so glad. If you hadn't joined us today, it wouldn't have been near as much fun. All the wonderful calls we had. And oh my goodness, you got so much truth coming at you. Let me just tell you, Encouraging Prayer with James Banks is coming up next. It's awesome. Followed by The Masculine Journey if you're in the Winston-Salem area. Then Nikita with Oh My Goodness, Man Up. It's coming up at 12:30. So much truth coming at you.
This is the Truth Network.